You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-8900 901180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407 407- 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The place where we say it's the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. I'm very thankful and happy that you're tuning in. For all those folks all over the country listening to us for the first time, hope you'll call us in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. You have anything to say? Well, let us know. Let me introduce you to our players today. To my right, my beautiful and the boss with the hot sauce, my co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's a gorgeous day today here in Orlando on Sunday, March 24th. Glad you're with us.
And behind the scenes, the man, well, let's put it this way. Without him, there's no show. The producer, our engineer, the one, the only, Chris Shaw.
Yay.
You there? Who are you talking about?
You!
Oh, me, hey! How you doing, Mike?
Good, thank you so
Wait,
much.
Wait, we missed somebody.
Well,
and on the left?
On the left. All
right, right, that's what I'm accustomed to hearing first.
Our left, a young man who couldn't come up today, he'll have to come in next week. He had a problem with his ride. The young man, name is, what is his name? Gary Sinclair, that's his name. Co-host, he'll be here next week. And sitting next to you all the time, but she's now in South Carolina.
Two no-shows tonight.
Yeah, two no-shows. South Carolina.
I know she tuned in.
Yeah, is our very lovely Charlotte Massey.
Hey, Charlotte. How you doing? I'm good. How you doing? Nice to hear from you.
Oh, okay. She's up there in South Carolina.
Yeah, she's on our anniversary. Yeah.
I'll be back next week.
I don't know if she's coming next week. We'll have to check with her. But she's on our anniversary.
Well, if it's too good, I'll let you know.
But listen, folks, all kidding aside, hope you love the show. We've got a nice show for you planned today. And by the way, for those who haven't tuned in our website, check it out. Our website is Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You know, folks, this is Michael speaking. And all kidding aside, being your host, I'd love to hear from you all over the country. Call in. Like to know that you exist. Like to know if you're doing something in your community, whether you're sighted or whether you're blind. And especially, I'm going to say this way, especially if you're planning something in your organization, then you should let us know so all the people in your area should know about your organization. You're doing something. Give us a PSA. You can always write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me. Let us know what you're doing. Then we'll put it on. Or you can call us at the radio. Right now, you can call us in this next 2 hours. We'll be here. That's 407-894-1680. You don't have to call just in for trivia, which we'll be having some great trivias today. Got some specials planned. But you can call in at any time, especially if you're a new person. Call in and find out what's going on. Let us know what's going on with you. We'd like to hear from you. Don't hesitate. By the way, in two weeks, April the 7th, we got our anniversary show, would you believe? That's our fourth anniversary party. Yeah, we've been on the air for 3 years straight. We've been on for 36 months, so that's our fourth party coming up.
Oh, my God, are you here to put up with me?
I was going to say the opposite. You put up with us.
You had to put up with me? On the air with you?
It's hard to believe, Chris.
I know, 4 years looked like it just spent by real quick, didn't it? I was in diapers last week. Now look at me. I'm in brief.
Yep. And I want to thank, of course, our major sponsor. I want to thank all the sponsors and advertisers, but a special thank you to the Lighthouse Central Florida. They was with us the day we started.
Yeah.
And they just signed another year till April 2020.
And hopefully all the team will be here on the 7th in the studio with us, we hope.
Yep.
Lighthouse of Central Florida.
That's right. They can say it on the air. Hopefully, yeah, big Richard Aline and Kyle Johnson and Lee Nessie.
So listen, folks, 407-894-1680 if you want to call in and talk about anything you want to. I'll tell you one thing I want to talk about right now.
Yeah, tonight I'd like them to call in.
And I'm thinking about calling one of the other sponsors that we have on the show with us, Sonny's, and calling them for Mother's Day instead of me cooking this year.
Oh, good. Terrific. Are you doing catering?
Yeah, I think we might decide to do we might do the catering.
Well, we'll hook you up for with the person.
Because normally what we try to do for Mother's Day for our church is we do a dinner.
Let me give you the person name who's in charge of the catering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sonny's Barbecue does great.
They do.
Great.
They do.
Setups in your house or wherever you're going to have it.
They do everything.
Nice job. They do everything for you. They bring the plates,
they
the whole
take
nine
the garbage
yards.
Away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all I got to do is mop then, huh?
they're great.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about right now.
What? Oh, you have one minute before we go to break.
Okay, well, this is very serious, so we can't get it all in now. We'll discuss it later. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I don't know about you folks when you make phone calls to people. How about the ones that don't call you back? How about the ones that don't call you back?
We mentioned that briefly last week.
This is getting totally absurd.
Out of hand.
It's out of hand now. Out of hand. And I'm even talking about my own relatives. It's like a joke now. You call somebody on a Sunday, and they don't call you back on Monday. So you call them back and say, let's say I'm talking about, let's just say, one of my kids. So what happened to you? I didn't hear from you. Call me. It's Dad. Monday comes, goes Tuesday. Maybe they'll call you, if you're lucky, maybe they'll call you by Tuesday or Wednesday. And then they're going to tell you, I've been so busy. What have you been busy doing? Well, I don't know. I had to do this and I had to do that. They always got something to say.
Right. Well, we
I'm sure.
About
I don't know about. I don't know about any of you folks go through this nonsense with people that you call people, you leave a message on the machine, they don't call you back. What?
All right. So we're gonna go to break.
We're gonna go to break.
We can talk about that later.
Okay. We'll talk about that
later.
Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna break. Got a lot more coming up.
Pilot
on the other side of the break.
Pilot
Dogs coming.
Pilot
okay.
Dogs coming up. Can't wait.
Stay tuned for Pilot Dogs. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse
Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name, Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope definitely you do, is 407-894-1680. You got it? Use it. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, we're very excited to meet someone new from Pilot Dogs in Columbus, Ohio. And our guest caller's name is Carmen Scioli. And Carmen is the Director of Student Services at Pilot Dogs. Welcome, Carmen.
Welcome, Carmen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. So,
tell us about Pilot.
We're really excited to have you on tonight to learn all about the student services program, the training program.
Oh, yeah. So I help answer any questions for prospective students and help them get their applications together to go to the selection committee. And what else? I don't know what else to say.
Well, Carmen, why don't you tell everybody a little bit? We have new callers every single week. So,
okay.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Pilot Dogs, the organization itself, and yeah.
Where you're located.
Right.
So we are in Columbus, Ohio. We're a mile west of downtown Columbus, which gives us a big benefit as that we don't have to shuttle for training. We start our training right outside of our doors. The first couple days when you come in for class, you go on what we call a Juno walk, where the trainer will take you one-on-one, and they will hold the harness and act as the guide dog to help teach you how you're going to use your dog before you have this brand-new, excited dog with you. They kind of talk to you about your lifestyle, make sure they have a good fit for you. Then dog day comes, and they'll take you on some short walks. We're located in a neighborhood area, so you get a lot of work around sidewalks, broken up sidewalks, houses with animals, dogs, cats. And once you get a little more confident, the walks will get longer. The trainer will take you downtown, which will have more traffic, more people, larger sidewalks, more obstacles. And then we're also just a short drive away from more rural areas. So you get your practice on places without sidewalks, trail walks, country walks. We get you into stores, into restaurants. We try and cover anything you might run into back at home. And so we're pretty lucky that we have our facilities all together as one campus. So if you've never had a guide dog before, you would come and stay in our dormitories for a four-week course. Mm-hmm. The transportation, dog training, three meals a day, room and board is all provided for free.
Wow. That's terrific. So give us an idea. Who is eligible, Carmen? Who would be eligible to receive a pilot dog?
To be eligible, you have to be legally blind. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. Sometimes people feel like they don't deserve a dog because they have some remaining vision. As long as you're legally blind, mm-hmm. a dog can be beneficial for you, and don't feel like you don't deserve to have it. We also need you to be physically and mentally capable of taking care of yourself and the dog, because these dogs are about a year and a half when they're placed with you. And so, you know, it's not like a cane where you get home, you can't just, you know, fold it up and put it in the corner. Once you take the harness off, the dog is still a dog. And so it will need that affection. It'll need, you know, physical and mental stimulation. So you'll have to play with it, eat it, let it out, pick up after it.
It's a serious responsibility.
Yes, it's a big change. It can be a really positive change, but it is not for everyone. So it's a big decision, but we're happy to talk with you and kind of go over that. Then the other thing is orientation mobility training is definitely recommended because it's a lot to take in all at once, trying to learn how to work a dog and figure out how you're going, because the dog is job for the dog is to get you from point A to point B. It's definitely a team effort. You need to know where you're going. You can't say, go to the store. So you need to know, oh, I go two blocks forward. I cross the street, turn right, cross the street, go straight. They have bad days too. So you always have to make sure you're working together and checking in, and the dog will stop for obstacles, go around obstacles. So it can definitely quicken your pace, or the cane is finding all the obstacles.
What would be one of the biggest challenges for somebody coming out there and, you know, having a guide dog
for the first time?
For the first time, it's definitely a stressful thing if you've never been away from home by yourself.
Okay, there you go. Just the traveling.
Stay in the dorm. Yes. However, the good thing is you're there with other people. It's a mix of brand new students who've never done this before. It's also it has what we call retrained students, so people who have had guide dogs from both us or if they've come from another school. So you're not alone. You can talk to them. And especially with our orientation mobility course, if you're not sure, if you've not had your training, but you're not sure you want to have a dog, but you think it's a long-term goal, the benefit of doing our orientation mobility course is that you come and stay during the same time as other people are getting their dogs. So you can talk to them and really, you know, decide, see what it's like and see if that is something you want to pursue once you've got your skills.
Carmen, can you tell people a little bit about the application? One thing I noticed, I thought was interesting, that you have to upload a photo of the full, you know, a full body shot, so you can get an idea proportionally what dog would be appropriate for you. I thought that was pretty neat.
Right. Yeah. So the application does include a full length photo. That's one good thing, is to kind of show proportions of height and weight. Mm-hmm. Also, so we can recognize you at the airport. It's also nice to have a face with your application, so I can, you know, we can try and picture who we're talking to. Right. And then it also can jog memories years down the road, you know, some people start their application, decide they need to put it on hold, and then they come back.
Well, tell us a little bit about the application. It seems very simple to fill out.
Yeah, so we do have part of the application located on our website, or you can email info@pilotdogs.org, and I can send you most of it, and then we mail you the medical forms to take to your doctor to get filled out. So the full application will just have, there's the general information that you fill out. You'll want to provide 4 non-family member references, and we want their full address, and then if they have an email address, definitely provide that. I noticed that people respond quicker to email. Okay. But if we don't, we can do snail mail.
If anybody has any questions for Carmen, please call in now, and Chris will put you on hold, and we'll get you in. So we suggest that you call now. Please continue, Carmen.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Pilot Dog right now.
To talk to Carmen, yeah.
Carmen.
Well, Carmen, how you doing? Chris Shaw here. I have a couple of questions myself.
Okay.
All right, so
okay, that's great.
I'm fresh blind, and I have no idea. How do I know if my dog has to go to the restroom? How can I put my dog outside so they can use it? How do I know I'm not stepping in nothing I don't need to be stepping in, and no birthday surprise?
Right. So we've had people that have never had dogs before. The trainers definitely teach you how to care for the dog. You're with the dog 24/7. In class, we call it class when you come and stay with us, you will always have the dog on leash with you, or it's in the crate while you're sleeping, or in the crate next to your bed while you're showering. And so, you know, you're feeding them the same time every day. You start to pick up their habits. So you know this dog pretty well by the time you guys are bonded. Usually they typically go to the bathroom at the same time. So you'll definitely, first thing you want to do when you wake up is let them out. There's also a lecture. They teach you how to pick up after your dog. So there's a technique to help, you know, if you don't have any vision at all.
Right. I read about that. It was pretty interesting about patting their behind while they're making, and so you can tell where they make. That was pretty neat.
Yeah. So they do go over that.
We have, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
It happens in radio. We have our first caller that has a question for you, Carmen. I believe, is it Jason?
Jason from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing. How you doing?
Good.
You have a question for Carmen?
Hi, how you doing, Carmen?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have a question. I currently have a guide dog. Lynn and Michael know who that is.
Mr. Max.
Lynn always wants to give him snacks every time I come up there.
Oh, great. Now Carmen's going to be mad at me because you don't do
that. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get you in trouble. But I do have a question regarding pilot dogs, though, and I know every school is a little bit different. I guess it's a twofold question. Number one, when you receive a guide dog from your school, does the dog belong still to the property of the school, or once the harness is handled over to you, is the dog yours?
Right. So if you go home with the dog and you work it for life and it's about 10, 11 years old, you think it's about ready to retire, you would call the director of training, kind of tell him what's going on, and then we'd send you a retirement form. And, you know, if they agree, yep, it's time to retire, you fill out the form, have your vet sign, and send it in. You can choose to keep the dog as a pet, or you can give it to a family member or a friend.
That's nice.
Or if you can't find a home for it, we'll take it back and adopt it out to the public. Now, if for some reason you were to have some kind of medical problem and the dog's only about 3 years old, you would call the director of training, kind of discuss the situation, and, you know, you think the dog isn't, you don't want to use the dog. If it can be a guide dog, it would be discussed with you and the director of training on whether the dog should come back to us. So technically it's technically kind of still ours, but, you know, we're not going to rip it away from you when you're ready to retire it, and it can't
sure.
be used as a guide dog. However,
right.
These dogs are trained specifically to do tasks, and it's very expensive, and if it can help somebody else, then we would want to place it with somebody else.
So okay. it's the person's dog,
right?
But only if they're keeping it, right? Is that a question, Jason?
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounds
pretty
like
much,
they're welcome
right.
to keep it after it retires.
Right.
Which is
right.
very, very
some
nice.
School, all schools have a different policy.
What's that,
right,
Jason?
And it's not always the best. You should always have a backup plan if you do choose to keep it, because sometimes it is too hard for your retired dog when you come home with a new dog.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does work. It just kind of is a situational thing.
Yeah, we
right.
know people that have had dogs retire, but they've kept their other dog, and it's worked out. It, like you said,
right.
it depends. What was your other
yep.
half of your question, Jason?
Okay, just really quick, and because I know every school has a different policy on that. Mm-hmm. And then also really quick, and you just kind of touched on this really quick, as far as what is the recommended age that if someone were to get a dog from your school, what's the recommended age that they retire their dog at?
And that's kind of a situational thing, too, because some dogs can happily work until they're 11 or 12 years old. Some start getting health issues or choose, you know, you'll notice when you pick up the harness, the dog doesn't come running to you. The dog runs to go lay in the corner. So you're just going to have to, you know, be in conversation with your dog, basically, always reading their attitude and do they want to keep working. And then, you know, some dogs will want to keep working even though they medically probably shouldn't. So, you know, some people will semi-retire their dog. And then, you know, it's just also with your vet. You can talk with your vet as well. There's no
sure.
set age limit, though.
Yeah, because I know my dog is 9. My dog is Max from Southeastern Guide Dogs here in Florida. Mm-hmm. And trust me, he does not act like a 9-year-old.
Right.
he's still very active and still very much wants to go.
Energetic.
Yeah. Right.
He's very energetic.
Yep. As long as they're healthy and happy, then right. they can keep working.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, he is happy.
Thanks for calling in, Jason.
Thanks,
Thank
Jason.
You.
Thank you so much. Okay. So if anybody else has any calls for Carmen, we can take you now, then we'll be going to break, and we can take you on the other side of the break if anybody else has a call. So we'll see where we're. Oh, so why don't you tell what types of dogs you have there? I know you have quite a few.
Yes.
Michael and I were talking about it off the air.
Right. So we use Labrador Retrievers and Golden Retrievers are probably the most common, most popular. Another popular breed that we use is Standard Poodles. And then we also use German Shepherds, Boxers, Dobermans, and a breed called a Hungarian Vizsla.
We actually know somebody in the Orlando area that has a Vizsla. It was the first time I'd ever seen a dog like that. Yeah, it's a beautiful dog. Beautiful dog.
Yes.
So let's say
very active.
Okay, so let's say I've had a dog all my life, and I recently went blind, and mm-hmm. The dog I've always had was a red nosed pit bull. Is it possible for me? Is it possible for my dog that I have that's accustomed to me already to be trained?
We don't train people's dogs for them. We use our own dogs because sometimes, you know, that dog might not be have what it takes to become a guide dog.
They're taught from when they were babies, Chris.
This is taught from babies.
Yeah. We're going to go to break. Carmen, can you hold on during the break? And hopefully we'll have some other callers that will have questions for you. So please hold on.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We're talking to Pilot Dog. We have some people that like to talk.
Right. Lynn? We have Carmen C.O. Scioli on from Pilot Talks. I got the name right. And Carmen is the director of student services at Pilot Dogs. Welcome back, Carmen.
Hello.
All right. So
and we first caller we have callers, I is believe. Greg calling in from Lake. Wait,
Dade City.
Dade City, Florida.
Welcome,
Greg.
Greg,
you're on.
Welcome.
Oh, hey, guys. How
Carmen.
Are you?
Tonight? We're good. Be Carmen.
Hello.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I am considering getting a guide dog. I've never had one before, but I am allergic to certain short-haired dogs. So I just wondered if, you know, someone in my case, what would you recommend? What kind of breed would you recommend?
Well, for people with allergies, we use standard poodles, so that's a popular option. They do not shed. However, you do have to account for grooming costs because you have to get their hair cut.
Oh, I see. Now, I know I did hear you mention some other breed I'd never heard of. I wasn't sure if that
Vizsla.
Was also...
The Vizsla, was it?
Yeah. The Vizsla is pretty rare. We only get a few in for training a year. So sometimes that list can get pretty long. I know that some people say that they might be allergic to, like, Labs, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, but some of the short-haired dogs like Dobermans or Boxers can and Vizslas, they don't have allergies to. I don't like to make recommendations because I don't know your allergies, so you'd have to be around that dog and kind of see first, because then there's other people that sometimes that short Boxer Doberman hair actually does cause skin issues and allergies that way. So that would be with you and your doctor probably. But the standard poodle is a great option. They're very smart.
But you have to cut his hair all the time because the hair grows fast.
Well, some people let it grow a little longer.
Yeah, it depends on the cut you do. And if you do a nice upkeep, we do a kennel cut, which we shave the entire body all the same length. That way it can last longer. And then if you keep it brushed, and then you can kind of trim up the face and feet, kind of prolong in between. But probably every 4 months, you would at least
need.
That's
nothing. Boy, we have a Cocker Spaniel.
Some people do it religiously, though, every 2 months or something.
4 months is a long time.
Then any other questions, Greg?
That's not bad. Yeah, I was also curious. I don't know if you mentioned it. I didn't catch the whole interview in the last segment, but how long is the training program?
If you've never had a guide dog before, you would come and stay in our dormitories for 4 weeks. If you've had a dog before, it would be 2 weeks.
Four weeks, great.
Gotcha. Okay. That answers everything. I really appreciate it, Carmen.
She feeds you.
Yeah, no problem.
You have board and lodge and feeding, no charge.
Great.
Right.
And you meet a lot of
awesome.
People. Yeah, they pay for everything.
Wow.
Yep, and if you think of any other questions, you can always call me at Pilot Dogs.
Okay, awesome. I'll definitely be in touch. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Thanks
I
for calling
it.
In,
I'm
Greg.
Sure
Thanks,
Pilot
Greg.
Dogs does
Greg.
As well.
Greg.
Greg.
That's Thanks. Greg. Now we have Greg. Gary on the line from West Palm Beach, Florida, or Gary from?
Gary from Winter Spring.
Winter Spring?
Fern Park.
Winter Park.
Winter Park. Winter Park. Gary from Winter Park.
And I get all the parks mixed up. I think of Disney Park, Lake Park.
Gary, you run.
Hey, Chris, I got to tell you something. I've had CNI dogs 3 times. And when you take the bathroom, when you take them outside to go to the bathroom, they call park time. But I want to ask Carmen for her school that it's most common in most of the schools, but I want to get it clear that if somebody is going for training for a dog guide, that most schools require mobility training first. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's part of the 4 weeks?
The reason for that?
It's a lot to learn how to navigate and travel on your own and learn how to work with a dog. So we do recommend orientation mobility training beforehand. If you... are already traveling independently, not needing a sighted guide, not relying on your vision too much to, like, call the traffic, just so you have a general idea. But if you don't have an orientation mobility training course near you, we do offer a two-week course at Pilot Dogs. That's also transportation, room, and board for free.
Okay. Well, thanks, Gary, for calling in.
Glad I brought that up then so people can understand it. And Lynn and Michael, I will be calling in here shortly with a update for Sheila for fundraiser that we're going to be having.
All right, thanks for calling in, Gary.
We have to go, Gary.
You got to go.
All right, Carmen, let's tell everybody how to reach you, how to reach Pilot Dogs before we say goodnight.
Yeah, so you can go to www.pilotdogs.org or you can call us at 614-221-6367 or you can email at info@pilotdogs.org.
Well, thank you very much. And just so you know, mm-hmm. Carmen, all the information is also on our website. So they can go to our website and find out more. And we really thank you for calling in tonight. It was very, very informative.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. We'll have to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Anything you want to know about Pilot Dog, go to our website. It's all there. Our website is Blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's all there as far as Pilot Dog. Just check it out. And if you miss any part of the show, it's all there as well. All our shows, we archive all our shows. Right now, it's time for trivia. Trivia time. Phone number 407-894-1680. This is a song. We want to know who's singing the song. So let's play it.
Actually, Gary chose
trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said.
Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? She was a big, big star back in the 40s and 50s. Made a lot of songs and made a lot of movies. Who is it?
Okay, Michael, while we're waiting to Chris is manning the phones, I'd like to choose one particular job at Lighthouse Central Florida. And if you're interested, you can call them at 407-898-2483. And tonight I'm going to give you the details about one particular job. So they're looking for a case manager / client services coordinator. This is a full-time position, and let's see what the requirements are. You will be providing counseling and guidance to service recipients, primarily adults and their families, to accomplish adjustment to vision loss and maximize the benefits of participation in vision rehabilitation. You'll gather and interpret eye medical information for purpose of determining eligibility. You'll gather additional information such as medical, social, and demographic to ensure appropriate provision of vision and rehabilitation services. You will coordinate and track provision of vision rehabilitation services. You're going to work cooperatively with the Division of Blind Services, the VA, and other funding entities to facilitate delivery of these services. And you'll provide information and referral as necessary with agency procedures. You'll conduct comprehensive assessment to determine participant service needs. And you'll coordinate assessment and service schedules with the staff to facilitate efficient delivery of services. And there's much more. You'll help them participate in continuing education, maintain confidentiality of program participants, and there'll be other duties and tasks as required. But that's the case manager. for client services coordinator at Lighthouse Central Florida. If you're interested, call them 407-898-2483. So I think you have some callers.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So we're gonna go right here in this order. We have Maddie from Orlando, Bill from Delray Beach, Florida, Campbell from Orlando, and Jim from Kissimmee.
You said Campbell?
Campbell.
Well, that's what I thought.
That's
he
a
said.
New name, I guess.
It's a new name.
Okay.
But she want to know if she won first before she give me any information.
Well, keep them all on the line.
So everybody that's listening, hold on one more.
All right. We want to say hello to everybody.
We've got 10 minutes to the
top. Okay, so anyway,
wait.
So who's the first one?
All right, so we're going to talk to Maddie from Orlando, Florida.
Maddie, are you there, Maddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So who do you think singing that song, Maddie?
It's Doris Day.
100% right, Maddie.
All right.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from the best. Sonny's Barbecue. Best barbecue in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
All right, Maddie. Enjoy your food.
I will.
All right, Maddie. Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right, Maddie?
All right, let's talk to the next caller.
Okay.
All right. The next caller will be Bill from Delray Beach.
Bill from Delray Beach. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Bill.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good. So she just won as far as who's calling, but let me ask you this question. I'm going to play the same song by a different artist. Let's see if you can get it. You want to try or you just want to hang up?
No, I'll give it a shot.
All right, let's give it a shot. Play another artist who's singing that same song.
Pueblo mío, que estás en la colina. Tendido como un viejo que se muere.
You recognize that voice?
La pena, el abandono, son tu triste compañía. Pueblo mío, te dejo sin alegría. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será?
Okay, Bill, you recognize that voice?
No idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill, are you a first-time caller?
No.
Second time.
Okay. Well, keep on listening.
It's nice that you're out there.
Thank you very much
it.
For listening. Keep on listening. Appreciate you out there. And keep on listening, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, who's the next person on the line? Who's the next person on the line?
All right, the next person we have on the line should be Campbell.
Campbell?
Campbell, are you there?
Campbell?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Campbell?
Well, my daughter was telling me. Let me give you her name. It's in Orlando.
So you're calling from, that's right, she's calling from Orlando.
You're calling from Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lady that sing the song, did somebody give the answers yet?
Yes, but I got the same song singing somebody, another person singing the song. Let's see if you know this one. The same person. This is a different person singing the same song. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What, darling?
I gave you the original singer of Que Sera Sera. Whatever will be, will be.
Yes, they guessed it already. Doris Day. They guessed that. Doris Day.
No, but I told him Doris Day. Okay, have a good night.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Okay. Anybody else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
Yeah.
She wasn't Jim, the first one to take on the air.
Jim from Kissimmee.
Jim from Kissimmee, you there?
Good night.
Yeah, is that Doris Day?
Yeah, well, Doris Day, we got already.
You're
but
in
the
trouble,
question
Chris.
Is,
Chris is
you
in
know
trouble.
Who's singing this song? Another person who did the same song. You know who's singing it?
No.
Nobody. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Jim, thanks for calling in. So let me ask you a question. For those folks listening to this voice, it's in Spanish. But that gives you a big hint who it is.
That's
I'm going to give you one more hint.
That's not the big clue.
Here's the big clue.
Okay, I'm sorry, Maddie. What's your last name, Maddie?
You're on. I can hear you.
We hear you, Chris.
All right, here's the big clue. I'm going to give you one big clue. He's singing in Spanish, but he happens to be doing many songs in English, but he happens to be one of the big stars today and been around for many years, and he happens to be blind. So can you think of a blind singer who happens to be Spanish, who also lives in Florida? That's a big hint. Now I gave you three hints. He lives in Florida. He's blind. He happens to be around for many years, and he's had some big hits. That song he did in Spanish.
Well, hurry up and call.
Hurry up and call.
5 minutes left for the
okay.
hour.
Anybody else? That's it.
What do you
so
have, Chris?
So gave you a lot of hints on that one. I'm surprised the phones aren't ringing.
I should explain to people that telling Chris is not how you win the prize. You have to get on the air.
Yeah, you have to come on the air. Let me tell you this. For those folks who are listening for the first time, we have a talk show. We talk about many things. It's supposed to be variety, talking about many things. It's supposed to be educating you. And most of our products that we advertise are supposed to help you, the blind folks and people that are senior citizens as well. So if you're a senior citizen, if you are a young person, but you're visually impaired, blind, or if you're sighted, some of the products are good for you as well. But the point is, our show is supposed to help you one way or another. But we also do a lot of trivia and give out a lot of prizes. So you can call in wherever you are. You can call in, whether you're blind, whether you're sighted, you can call in. You have to call in and you have to talk on the radio.
Be lucky enough to get on
so
the air.
So when you call in, if you get on the radio and you call in, you can't just talk to our person who's answering the phone. You have to go on the air and talk. That's what is why it's called a talk show. We have you come on and talk. So those folks that are in Nebraska and Iowa and Pennsylvania, you can call in and talk. And all you dial is 407-894-1680. This time you can call about trivia. But if you want to call in and discuss anything going on where you live, if you're having something doing in the blind community, you want to talk about something, you're trying to raise some money for the blind community, you got something going on, call in.
Okay. We have a young lady by the name of Angela from Miami Lakes, Florida. It's been a while, and she's calling back because she thinks she has the answer to your question. Angela.
Angela, are you there, yes. Angela?
Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, you're from Miami.
Yes.
So I think you know the answer because the fellow we're talking about lives in Miami. So who do you think it is?
I'm just going to take a shot. I think it's Jose Feliciano.
You're 100% right.
Very
it's Jose Feliciano.
Oh my God, I didn't believe this.
Yes, you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. We'll send out to you. That's the great Jose Feliciano.
Good job. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Angela, hold on one moment. Don't hang up,
enjoy
all right?
your Dunkin' Donuts. It's going to be taken now about 2 weeks. We're about 2 weeks behind, so you're not going to get things like that for about 2 weeks. Because
yes.
one of the biggest problems, you have to go to post office now.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, but look forward to about 2 weeks. Bracelets and everything else, we send out about every 2 weeks. So the people that think you're on last week and you think you're getting it, no, we have to go to the post office every 2 weeks because we have to wait in line at the post office.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for calling
Thank you, Angela.
Angela.
Give your address to Chris, and we'll send it out to you.
What's it like down there in Miami? Is it nice today, Angela?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Very
good.
Nice.
Thanks for calling in. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All right, Miss Angela, hold on one moment, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got our good friend Gary Sinclair on the phone line because he was calling back because he said he won. He won. He told me he won. Gary, are you there?
What?
I'm doing good.
He said he won
because I did win. I was late, but I knew who it was.
Oh.
But while I'm on the time right now, Sheila's gone to see Chicago tonight. And when I need to make an announcement for her that we're having a fundraiser for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, Wednesday, and it'll be at the University in Goldenrod. The address is
L-O-R-D.
University. I do not know the address, and it's from 5 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, from Picola. Hold on one moment. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, she's at Chicago. I bet she's having a lot of fun.
Okay, we have another caller calling in right now.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary, we can hardly hear
you. Blind and Beyond Radio Show. How you doing, caller?
Well, Chris, you're coming through the speakers. So we have some other callers calling. We can only hear Gary what he said. So
that was the Greater Orlando Council of the Blinds having their fundraiser Wednesday. I think he said this Wednesday from 5 to 8.
But he didn't know where it was at.
Well, it's University. It's at Tijuana Flats.
Oh,
University,
okay.
And it's right over there somewhere.
Okay. I got my man Lord Seadog from Pensacola, Florida. He called in last week.
Okay, well, it's 8 o'clock, so we take him when we come back?
We could take him right as soon as we come back from the top
right.
of the hour to break.
That's what we should do.
All right.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up, and we got a great trivia coming up. I'm telling you right now, this trivia coming up is not going to be a song. It's a trivia, one of those blockbuster trivias. Let's just wait. I thought all week about it, so it's going to be a good one, I promise you. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.